The power suggestion close is also very neat. It's used throughout the presentation to plant seeds of readiness in the customer's mind. Remember that people think and make decisions based on stories and word pictures. We take in information in a logical form, but our brain can only hold a certain amount of information or data, but our brain can hold millions of pictures and stories. So the very best salespeople are those who are always painting word pictures around their product. For instance, some of the examples, you're selling a car. You're saying you're really going to love the way this car handles in the mountains. What happens? The person sees and thinks of the car handling in the mountains. Or you can say, you're really going to enjoy living on such a quiet street. It's just beautiful here. There's not a sound in the evenings. Lovely houses. I'll give you an example of a question that we developed for a real estate company. They put advertisements in the paper to get interested buyers. Right? They put advertisements on all the houses they have listed, but also other houses to get interested buyers to call. When the buyers call, they say, I saw your ad in the paper. Now, what they want is an opportunity to talk to these buyers to take the buyers out. They don't want to turn the buyers off. Normally, buyers just call, and they say, how much is that house? And then you say, X dollars. They say, thank you very much. Click. And it's over in 5 seconds. So this is what we taught them to say. They say, well, I saw your ad in the paper. You say, Mrs. Prospect, this is so-and-so of XYZ Real Estate Company. Tell me, are you looking for an ideal home in a quiet neighborhood? And the person says, well, as a matter of fact, we are. They say, well, we have two or three homes that have just come on list that aren't even in the paper that might be really interesting for you and that are priced very, very attractively. When could we get together to take a look at them? In other words, they ask a question, are you looking for an ideal home in a quiet neighborhood? Now, who do you know who is not looking, if they're looking for a house, for an ideal home in a quiet neighborhood? Who could say no? If they said, no, we're not in the market at all, I'm just checking prices for my Aunt Mary in Suskabush or whatever it is, then fine, they've disqualified themselves. But if they're in the market at all, they'd say yes. And you say, well, we just happen to have two or three that aren't in the paper. Perhaps you'd like to get together and take a look at them. They're very reasonably priced. Well, it's unique, they're reasonably priced, they're not in the paper, nobody knows about them yet, and they're ideal homes in quiet neighborhoods. Well, so the power of suggestion close is just like that. It's a variation of talking past the sale using emotional, creative images. Like, for instance, you're talking about your business, and you're saying, you know, you're just going to love the service that you get from this company. One of the things that I think is best about this company is that when we get an order, it's turned around in 30 minutes, and bang, we get it out. All of our customers love the fact that if they put in the order at 3 o'clock, they can sometimes have it back at 4, or whatever it happens to be. You're going to love the quality of the materials that we use in this, because even though it doesn't cost anymore, it sure makes a difference when it's in your office or you're showing it to your customers or whatever it happens to be. So create vivid, colorful pictures as though the person is already using the product. You're talking about a photocopier. When you have this photocopier in your office, you're just going to love the way it performs. It's quiet, and it'll sit right over there against the wall, and you'll put in the copy, and it'll pump out 20 copies in a minute and a half, and you won't even hear it. And not only that, it's going to be so much cheaper and easier to run, because you're not going to have repairmen in here servicing it all the time, because it almost needs no service at all. So you're creating a whole bunch of images, repairmen running in and out, your images of fast, quiet copies. They're actually seeing the copy or sitting over there at that space in the wall. And sometimes they say, well, we wouldn't put it there, we'd put it over here. Well, all right, let's put it over there. Against that wall or that wall? We'll probably put it against that wall, and you start writing up the order. Remember, people think in terms of pictures, not in terms of statistics.